Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's in a name? Turns out a lot.
Welcome to the crazy world of expert baby naming.
From backstabbing, judging, and stealing baby names.
To couples who just cannot agree. Anyone else think Vito suddenly sounds like a good name?
No way.
To parents who just want not to regret being
too safe,
too daring,
or too emotional to decide anything.
Let me overthink this for you. Each week, we're helping real parents-to-be with their huge name dilemmas. Researching off the A to Z to find a name you'll be more excited to announce than the actual baby's birth. Because the reaction you want when you name your baby is envy. Hi guys, welcome to Baby Name Envy, the podcast. It's me, Este, and my sister Naomi.
Hi guys.
So we have a bunch of dilemmas, as always, to get through to help you name your babies. Would any unnamed people wandering the streets, because they couldn't come up with one. But we've got an author.
We have. Today we're branching
slid into
out.
Our DMs.
Yeah. I like that when that happens too. We've had it a few times. I think it's really interesting that they reach out to us. I'm glad we've never gone down the pet name route.
Oh, we are today.
Oh.
We are today. We're doing it all. Pet names. Because she wants a name that is bird themed.
Right.
For her character. It's a very complex character. I've put lots of thought into it. Then we have somebody who's worried about that her name she's chosen for her son now is too matchy-matchy.
Okay.
To the girl name that she's always had on her back burner.
Oh God, that is a real dilemma, isn't it? Is if you choose a name that you like, do you not go with it because of the baby girl
potential
you may
one day
may or may not have? It's so hard.
I think
really you have to live in the moment and go with the name you like.
I do.
Yeah.
But now she's actually having the second baby, so now
okay.
She's a bit stuck.
Oh, bless
her. She's lived in the moment and she's regretted it.
Oh.
And now then we have help me upcycle my dad's old name for a new baby.
Brilliant.
So this thing that we do quite a lot, which is more, I don't know if it feels more common now that people want to honour a loved one.
Didn't we ask on the Instagram what people like it to be called?
We did.
And what did they like?
So do you remember, so a while ago, oh, you've got it, have I got it on my Instagram?
Well, I think you...
I said that we should call it a loving nod.
Which I really like.
We always laugh about how when I'm honouring somebody, it's basically, we don't want to use their name. We want to use something else. So I said, should it be called a loving nod? Should it be called inspired by somebody who'd recommended, which I thought was quite nice?
Yes.
Or upcycling a name.
Yeah.
So you've got an old-fashioned name, like an old chair.
What one do you like? Because I do prefer loving nod.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I love
That's
it.
Your favourite. I thought loving nod was like a bit like
cheese-tastic.
Oh, okay. I'm a bit cheesy.
Well, number one is Loving Nod.
Oh, okay. So we're all cheesy on the BNE community. Hi, guys. We are good.
Inspired by 28% voted for, and only 7% went for upcycling old names.
Yeah, I'm surprised about that, but I really love
that. So we're here for your loving nods. We should do a loving nod quickfire in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so
let's
we'll check out on our Baby Name Envy Instagram stories. If you want a name that you've got somebody in your family, like, I need to honour them, but I do not like their name, like our caller, like our caller today, our client. She's not calling in, is she?
Honestly, this is because we would just love to do an agony aunt chat line.
I know. Oh my gosh.
When people used to say to you, what's your dream job? Mine would be being an agony aunt. At the end of a phone, like in the olden, you know, like.
Do you know my housemate had your dream job?
What?
Do you know that Tina Campanella?
Is that her
she
job?
Was the. She was the top tips person for Take a Break magazine.
I've been in Love It magazine. I've had that £25 more times than you could. Me and my friends used to have a competition. When we used to go on holiday together, we used to buy that magazine at the airport. I mean, obviously, it was a little bit of a piss take. So we used to buy the magazine at the airport.
Then splash
we'd spend
your 40p.
Spend all holiday trying to come up with the naffest story that we could get in print. Yeah. One of those magazines. And one year, both me and my friend and my mum, ironically, got printed.
Mum was in it. And what was it called? Because it was basically...
Love It.
But in Take a Break, it was Tina, and she was called something. So she had some funny name, like Madame Maud or whatever.
Oh,
tips.
Brilliant.
And basically, she would just get them in, and then she would just put her own tips in and pay me the £25. So she was like always like just made up, and then we'd have like 50 quid to go out on the weekend.
We would spend hours coming up with ours on holiday.
Shouldn't admit that.
One that got in print was, on your first day of your holiday, buy a Lilo and a parasol for €20 and don't spend €5 every day for your sun lounger. £25 later, thank you.
You look rubbish on that Lilo and your parasol. Absolute rubbish. Then you're in Love It magazine and you're... Bikini disaster for £25. No thanks.
No one reads it, SJ. It was fine. No one I know.
No thanks. Well, first up is an author. So I wondered where she started, maybe on the columns of Love It magazine. And she's writing a trilogy, isn't she? Oh, wait, we've got to do our game.
We were going to do a game first.
Oh, we're going to do a game. So we're going to do...
Just talk for too long.
Never Have I Ever.
I've got my drink ready. Yeah, let's do it.
So I thought this was such a funny idea. So we're going to do Never Have I Ever. So these are all confessions. This could be for our agony page.
Mm-hmm.
We are selling this idea
to
the magazines. Never Have I Ever. So if we have done it, we have to drink.
Okay.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
I've got a shot.
Yeah, of coffee and I've got some water.
All right, so if you've done it, you have to drink. This is what. So okay. Kelly has done this. Never have I ever been able to wait until the birth to announce the name.
No.
Yeah, no, I've always waited.
Always. Oh, no, I've always told everyone.
Oh, so you have to drink.
Okay.
So you've never been able to wait. I've always waited.
Okay.
Never have I ever thought someone was joking about a baby name, laughed, but it was the actual name. Anissa.
Oh.
I don't think I've done that.
I've not done it either, no.
Do you know what I'm going to drink for Henrik? Because we had such an awkward thing the other day. We went to a friend's house and they were saying, this is how double awkward this. They were saying that they've got twins. Their twin is called Barnaby, which is our son's middle name.
Yes.
Henrik. After about so much wine, starts taking the piss out of the name.
No!
That he did with, that was their name. And it's also ours. He was going, yeah. Okay, so yeah, and imagine then you call him Barney, which they do.
Oh, no.
Like Barney the dinosaur.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, Henrik, you're taking the piss out of your son's name, their son's name, and everyone just like had to awkwardly skim over it. They're coming over tomorrow night for dinner again. I'll have to keep him off the wine. So he did. He laughed, took the piss to their faces at their house because he just didn't know what was going on. We left. I said, that's their kid's name, Barney. He was like, oh my God. Have you ever said, never have I ever said, how did you choose that name when I thought it was a weird name?
Yes, I have. How about you?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
I think I will have done that, yeah.
Never have I ever, this has come up so many times, so many of you do this, when somebody's announced their baby's name, say, that's my dog's name. Well, that sounds like a dog's name. I'm going to drink. I've definitely done that. Told them when it was a pet's name.
I haven't done that, but my dog is called Bear and I have met babies called Bear.
Yeah. Never have I ever changed my baby's name after 9 months.
Oh.
Daisy, did you? I cannot wait. You need to tell me the entire story.
Yes.
Never have I ever been annoyed that someone I barely know has chosen the same name as I want.
Yes.
Yes. Everyone drink at home for that one. Look at this one. Never have I ever mentioned my favourite baby name on a Tinder date to know what to expect. Oh, this is good from Katie. Never have I ever not been able to control my facial expression when people call my daughter Lois, Lewis.
Oh, let's drink to that. I think I do my face when people say to me, Naomi. I'm trying not to correct them because I don't want to correct them.
Yeah, so you have to do it.
This is getting some good water in on these hot days. This is good.
Never have I ever put my foot in it when my mum said the baby's name was Richard Jr. and I used to respond with, baby dick. Never have I ever informed a new parent of unfortunate nicknames that could be used for their baby.
Yeah.
I'll drink for Henrik again with that Pippa scandal. When exactly. He says that. Never have I ever laughed at someone's baby name by accident. I don't think I have.
No.
Never have I ever, I'll finish on this, these are brilliant, the Sunday pair. Oh, maybe she, hopefully her partner doesn't listen to this. Never have I ever omitted the name of an ex from past chats so it could still be in the running for my baby name.
Brilliant.
These are good. The last one, actually, I'll do. Never have I ever, from Catherine, thought hyphenated names for Chavi.
No, because you've got one. And my daughter's got one.
I thought you were going to drink to that and I was glaring at you there. Thanks, guys. I loved playing that. We'll do that one live, actually. We'll do a Friday night.
Oh, we'll have to do that. That'd be so much fun.
We could do that tonight when we're out for dinner with Lee. He'll enjoy that.
He will really enjoy that on his double date of sisters. I don't think he could believe he's got into it. He was like, tell me again what's happening this week. So I was like, so you're going out with me and SJ tonight? The mum and dad are coming to stay for 3 nights. He was like, oh my God. What's going on? Like an invasion. So this is an interesting one. So this is from an author. So we're both going to really enjoy this. Hi both. I have a bit of an interesting dilemma. I'm not for a real baby or people, but some book characters. I'm currently writing a trilogy and need to get some names sorted for the characters in my third book. Basically, a grown-up lady who is no longer around and a newborn baby girl. The name has to be associated with birds. I don't know if I want to use exactly the same name for both characters as a homage sort of thing or what to do.
Yeah.
The first name that popped into my head was Robin, but I also thought of Odette for the Swan Lake reference. I'm very lost. Well, that's quite a clever reference. I thought that was lovely. I wanted for that older character to have a bit of an obsession with birds, as she used to go bird watching and keep birds everywhere. I want her to have two sons, but only one of them she managed to sneak in a bird name for her baby, and that will be Lark. But I need a name for her that would trigger that obsession and that the little girl can have the same name.
Yeah.
Wow. I bet you loved this.
The whole plot worked out.
Well, this is really nice because this is us inspiring a baby name. I'm sorry, a book.
Maybe
a baby name for a
book.
And we get so many lovely names from books, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've always loved Lyra from that popular book that I can never repeat what the book is. I always forget. What is it?
I don't know.
No, sorry.
The Dark Trilogy.
No, it's not. But this trilogy sounds wonderful. I can't wait to read it.
Sci-fi book. Yeah, sounds great. So basically, I did think that Robin actually worked really well for her because I was looking at, because it does depend. I put too much thought into it and I was like, well, it depends what era.
It does.
This grandma, how old is this grandma? Because the name needs to be a legitimate name that she might have had in her day. And also, where does she live? Is this book set in space? I just don't know. Mm. So then I was overthinking it. So basically, I think Robin worked really well as her first instinct because it was a top 100 pick for girls from the 1950s to the 1970s.
Lovely.
So if that sort of era, if that is the kind of age range
and
of
how
the
was that
older
spelled?
Woman.
With just, the I or the
yeah,
Y?
Yeah, with the I.
Lovely.
So sort of when there was like Susan's, Karen, Sharon's, there were also Robins.
Wow.
And that would be the older woman. She's no longer with us. I don't know how old she was. Mm. But I thought it works really, really nicely and is back in trend now. Do you know if you're a bird watcher now, you're a twitcher?
I did know that.
A twitcher.
I did know which that, was, which rhymes a bit with our old surname.
Our maiden name. And then I also looked up, I was thinking, what kind of would be a common bird? Because I have to come up with a name. She basically wants the little girl to have something about her that has inspired her obsession with birds. So I've just got a bird name.
Yes.
I was like, oh, could she be called Twitchy? No.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what's the most common, you know, what's the most common bird that she might have seen or heard that would have kind of got her obsessed with it? So do you know, Naomi, I searched, what is the most common bird in the world?
Yeah, what
is
it?
What would you think it would be?
I don't know, but guess. I thought you were going to say the name Wren.
That's one of the most popular bird names.
Okay.
It is, you're right. And it is one of the most popular birds,
tit.
You're right.
No. Is it a blue tit?
No. It is chicken.
Oh.
I don't know why I was like, oh, yeah, obviously chicken. She can't be called chicken. So then I was thinking about house birds.
Yes.
And how people have house birds.
Yes.
We grew up with a beloved budgie.
We did.
Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Which,
who laid an egg once.
Laid an egg,
which was probably the most exciting thing that happened to us that year.
And for a very long time, even recently, I went back to it, I thought, I don't think that Tinkerbell did go and live in that aviary next door, which I thought he did.
I thought he did.
And I thought, I don't think he did.
No.
I reckon that Tinkerbell
died. Yeah.
Why would we believe? Because I remember I used to go look for him.
Well, at least that was kind of them when Dad told me that he flushed the fish down
the toilet.
Never got over that.
Gross. But why do we have a budgie and our neighbours have a massive aviary full of budgies? What's going on in Swindon? We were all after budgies. But a house bird, quite a lot of people kept doves.
Lovely.
So I thought Dovey.
Oh, I love it.
Because I know that you love it. And then the daughter or the little girl could be called a name that means dove, like Paloma.
Yes,
we all
beautiful.
Talk about meaning dove. And so it could be that her story was that they kept doves at home.
Oh, how lovely.
Potentially. Doves are known for their really sweet and gentle disposition, if that kind of matches your character. And they were a really good source of pets. My last one I came up with was the name Mavis.
Really?
Because that's an older name, which is a songbird.
Yes,
so
is
Mavis
it?
Was a songbird, and I really love the name
Oh,
Mavis.
I love it for the old lady. That
is perfect. Yeah, and then Mave or Maver coming in now.
Yes.
As fashionable, but they weren't going to go, oh, after my grandma Mavis, who was the songbird, and you can quite often hear the songbirds.
Gosh.
So which do you like?
Oh, I love
like?
Them. Well, I really like Mavis for the grandma. I think that's lovely.
I
and
like
then
Mavis
I love
for the
Dovey
little girl as well.
For the little girl. Well, I love Dovey for the little girl.
We're going to see Naomi, because one of our most popular games, Naomi guesses.
Oh,
is
yes.
it my pet or is it my baby?
Yes.
I've revived it, Naomi.
You're
for
joking.
You did so
what, you're doing
well
it to me now?
Doing
oh, I have
it
to
you.
Really think about it. Go on then.
Okay, so you have to say which is the kid and which is the pet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm just going to...
I want to get them all right, like that other time.
Okay, so you've got Bear, Rocco and Tiggy.
Okay, Tiggy's the little girl.
Yes.
Rocco's the pet.
Yes.
And Bear is the brother.
Bear is also the pet.
Ah.
Two dogs and then daughter Tiggy.
Ah.
Livy and Luna.
Okay, Luna the pet.
Luna's the dog.
Livy the little girl.
You're good at this. Oz and Will.
Will is the pet.
Yes. How did you know that? Will is the cat.
Oh.
Okay. Shepherd and Apollo.
Oh.
That's a hard one.
I'm going to go that Shepherd's the baby.
Yes.
And Apollo is... Because I really like Apollo for a pet name. I think it's super cool.
How do you do it? Okay. All right. Wait
Psychic
a second.
Psychic SJ.
Oh, wait. I'm just going through. Nina and Dylan.
Okay, Dylan the baby.
Yes.
And Nina the pet.
Yes, what pet?
Cat.
Dog. Just have to get you wrong. <She's>... All right, let me get
Can you imagine what she's like to play cards with? She stays up all night until she's won.
Okay. I do. It's actually true. Okay, last one. We have Hazel, Henry and Tiger.
Okay. Tiger the pet.
No.
Oh.
Tiger's the kid.
Okay. That is so sweet.
I know. Tiger's her child.
I would love
then
to be she's that
got,
brave.
Then she's got Hazel and Henry. Can you guess what animals they are?
Hamsters.
Nope. Hazel the dog
oh.
and Henry is a rat.
Oh no. Oh,
you
scary.
Did very well.
I got like rodents. Oh, brilliant.
You crack me up. I don't know how you do it.
Okay, next one. Matchy matchy,
all really catchy. Oh, SJ, that was a good one. She loves her titles, guys. Absolutely loves them.
You might want to just pause and laugh for a few minutes.
Hi, SJ and Naomi. My husband and I are trying for our second, and we have been talking about baby names. When I was pregnant with our first, if it was a girl, it would have been, now I'm going to struggle with this name.
Euphemia.
Euphemia.
It's come up a few times lately. Euphemia, nickname Effie.
Yeah, I like the nickname Effie. Euphemia, okay, sorry, I couldn't get that one.
It's a bit like euphemism. You know, yes, the euphemism.
Yes. And if a boy, it would be Fergus. Well, we had a boy and Fergus it was, which I absolutely love. The problem is that now we can't use Euphemia now that we have a girl because there's just too many F sounds between the two names for me, which is a shame because I feel like Euphemia really hit that more rare yet beautiful Scottish name. I was wondering if you lovely ladies could help me find something that feels as special as Euphemia without so many F's involved. Other names I like.
No, I can't. I love F sounds.
We love
an
effing
name. I have a Freddie and a Finn.
We love that joke. Never worn thin. Our names, other names I like are Orla, Sybil, Beatrice, Arwen, Heather, Lorna, Minerva, and Una. Gosh, she's got a good list there.
Yeah, she does.
There's
she
quite
likes
a few on there
names.
I like. My husband's name is Angus, and our last name is Munro. Thanks so much. I love BNE, and I listen every week, and always look forward to your posts on Instagram. Much love, Kenzie. What I loved there is how she spelt Beatrice.
I know, so it's beautiful, isn't
B-E-I-T-R-I-S. That must be how the Scottish spell it.
Yeah.
And I really like that. Like,
they've got
I always
some really nice spelling.
Beatrix with the X on, but for me, that would have really changed Beatrice. That's lovely.
Yes, Scottish names, because I was reporting on the Scottish popularity baby name lists, and they have had this mad explosion up there for unique names. And there's a really interesting, I was reading this like sort of study on it, how there's just so many unique names in Scotland now. And it's the number one kind of country for hyphenated names.
Is it really?
In their bid for uniqueness. So it's massive trend. The longest name registered in Scotland is 27 characters.
Goodness me.
I'll try and read it out. I need to pick up my laptop. It's so long. Thora Toshimi Kyoko Freya.
Wow.
Was registered to a girl. And the longest boy name is 24 characters. Henry-J-Carl-Alexander.
Oh my, they do love a hyphen.
And there were even some babies who were named with a hyphen at the end. Another hyphen.
I think we're going to have to take a swig of our drink because never have I ever thought that a hyphen name's a bit chavvy. And maybe I did just then. You know what? When we just did the reel recently on Instagram of places, didn't we? So if you haven't looked at it, please go and look at it because it had loads of views and people really liked that reel. It was really good. But it had loads of little Scottish islands or coves came up on it and they were absolutely leading the way on that theme.
So she liked Euphemia and she liked this vintage Scottish name. So I found sort of a few on that theme for her that I think she might really, really like. So the first one, I just really loved Elspeth.
Right.
So
yeah,
it might be really popular for her, but her names are quite popular that she likes. So the Beatrice, Sybil, Heather. And I think Elspeth is so beautiful. And I think it sounds so nice with Fergus, with the S, Fergus and Elspeth. So it's a Scottish form of Elizabeth.
Yes.
And I think it just sounds really beautiful together.
It's a really romantic name for me. I don't know why, but I just think it's so beautiful.
It's so lovely. And it's one of those that you'd always kind of like take a second. It's like a second glance name, isn't it? I don't actually know how popular it is up in Scotland, but I think for Euphemia and Elspeth, that's a good, if you want something just as beautiful, just as rare, just as kind of like grand almost. And I think Elspeth really hits all of those things.
Didn't you love Sybil on her list?
Yeah, I love all her list. The next name I have is the name Anis. So it's A-N-N-I-S. So it's a bit like Inez, but it's Anis. Mm. So it's Scottish Gaelic form of Agnes.
Mm.
Do you not like it?
No.
Or does it sound rude?
It sounds rude. And the more times you said it, the more I was having to try not to laugh. To me, I've just heard the word anus about three times, but you carry on.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe go back in. Fergus and anus.
A furry anus. Yeah, they don't work. Let's go on to something.
Oh my goodness. Well, it didn't sound like that when I was writing. It looks pretty on paper. Let's just say that. Okay. Okay. We won't have a furry anus then. How about Melrose?
Oh, beautiful.
I don't second guess it. It means bear baron. It's a bit more of a bear one, this one. It means bear or baron or a moor or
a
heath.
Is that a Scottish name then?
Melrose, yes, a Scottish habitual name. It's from a place, like you just said, so it's near the Gala Shield in the Scottish borders.
Beautiful.
So they were ancestors from the moors or the heath. Then it became Melrose.
Wow.
Which I think is quite beautiful. Which is looking for something a little unique.
No, I think it is beautiful.
You're making me laugh for some reason. For some reason. I've just recommended like that name. And my last one I have is the name Yvain. Why? Suddenly they all sound so medical.
I tell you, they all sound so medical. And so in my lane with my bowel cancer.
That's what I'm thinking
now. If it's not my bowels, they're always looking for a vein.
If you're not up your anus, yeah, you're exactly. Looking in your veins. Yeah.
Gonna have to take a sip of our drink again.
Oh dear.
I think you're gonna have to watch that reel, guys. Get some good names from that because she's obviously peaked on the reel.
Oh my god, Yvain. Well, I liked it. I thought it looked a bit like a Yvonne and it means an evening star.
It's really I'm not gonna say it's really lovely.
So should we just basically we just like Elspeth?
Oh yeah. I do. I absolutely love Elspeth. And you just peaked early there. I think that was really funny.
I will keep thinking for you, Kenzie, but yes. Got a bit into a sideline
of medical trivia. Help me upcycle my dad's old name for my new baby. Hi, SJ and Naomi. My husband and I are welcoming our first child later this year and have decided to keep the gender a surprise. We have a few names we like and agree on. Everything else from classic to daring, but nothing set in stone yet. I told him I would like to include a nod to my father in the name. Oh, a loving nod.
A loving
nod. She's
picked
up on the sayings. As he passed on a few years ago, and this will be the first grandchild who doesn't get to meet him. I think it's a lovely, lovely thing to do. The only problem we have is we don't like the name for our own child. Oh dear. My father was Melvin. We had a Melvin in our family, didn't we?
Melvin.
An Uncle Melvin. A beautiful name for its time, but not quite right for us. And you spell that, so it's M-E-L-V-Y-N. So I always think it looks nicer than possibly I think it sounds. I've been watching SJ's YouTube videos for years and recently jumped on the podcast train, but have yet to hear a Melvin dilemma. I really
it's
hope you
Melvin
can help
dilemma.
Us. Thank you so much for all that you do. Much love, Leslie. Well, I do remember we had an Uncle Melvin.
We still do have an Uncle.
Yes, we do. Well, unfortunately, they divorced. That's why I was a bit past tense.
Yes, but he's still around, Melvin.
Yeah, we don't see him.
I think the thing with... we took a side and it wasn't Uncle Melvin. Let's just say that. When I was at YouTube recently, I went to this YouTube conference, this young guy got up on the stage and his name was Melvin and he was from YouTube. And I thought, I can't believe you're called Melvin. Good story, hey?
Yeah.
Good story.
So Sojourn obviously thinks of it as a good name for its time as well.
Well, it could actually be. I think the problem that I have with it is Mel.
Yeah, I am Mel.
I don't think that works. So it's like, I know there's Mel Gibson. No, stop coming at me with Mel Gibson. But I just think it's just like, because he used to be Mel. Then I was thinking of our Uncle Melvin. I thought he liked his name because he did Melanie and Martha. They had a lot of Mels going on over there. So I think it's hard to leap off from it because I think the Mel is difficult, but it is a really nice name and it means strong friend.
That's a nice meaning.
So you could go Vinny.
Yes.
So you're using the end, and I quite liked it because I think it would work as a middle spot if she doesn't really love it. And it does sound like it is that loving nod to Melvin because IE at the end is often like a little version of,
definitely.
You know, isn't it? Like the little nickname for it. So it actually does sound like a really sweet little Vinny after Melvin.
It's a firm favourite with us, and on BNE it is as well. Everyone really likes
on
that
BNE.
One. Yeah.
Makes me laugh when you say it like that, I don't know why. And my other one, which is maybe a bit too trendy, but it's one we talked about ages ago, is the name Mostyn.
Yeah, I love it. I've so never forgotten it, never.
Never forgotten it,
No, I've
it,
not,
have
from
we?
When you mentioned it.
I know,
I really like it, because you got off the train and said it that day.
Yeah.
Because you saw the little boy, well, the boy was called it on the train.
Yeah,
you're like,
I was
so
on the train
trendy.
Next to this trendy guy. Maybe it was Melvin again. Maybe it was Melvin. I didn't recognise him. And it was Mostyn, M-O-S-T-Y-N. And I really love it because I love the nickname Moss. I think it is so nice. I don't know. I know this is her. I think it's her. Yeah, it's her first child. So we don't quite know what style she's got yet. She said nothing set in stone. So if Mostyn would be too brave for her. But it's a really trendy name. And it really obviously is that loving nod to Melvin and Mostyn because you've got the T-Y-N at the end.
Yes.
Nickname Moss, trendy as. I think really it goes... Melvin works best for girls. So if you're not going to honour Melvin, first of all, because you can go Evelyn.
Agreed.
So it works so beautifully. Evelyn, obviously I love it because I went Evelina. I like the nickname LV. So it's literally the middle is E-L-V-Y and Melvin. And then LV is the nickname,
that's
which
really
I've got.
Sweet.
Pegged as my nickname for Evelina if she ever wants one.
Brilliant.
I don't want her to be Evie. I think there's so many. But LV, really lovely. So maybe try and hold on to it a little bit and then have Evelyn.
Yes.
Or just fingers crossed for a girl. Or hold it back and then have LV, goes by LV. And you can even have Elvira.
Yes.
E-L-V-I-R-A. It means truth, which I love.
I think if you went with that name, you would get the most compliments, don't you?
What, Elvira?
You know like how people, you do get complimented on Evelina. And when I say my niece Evelina, people go, oh, I love that name. I do get it. Yeah, I do get it a lot. Mm. I think you'd get the same with that name. I think people would say, gosh, that's so
pretty.
It's
lovely. It's Spanish name meaning truth. I just think it's really unique. In there are a lot of Evelyns and there's a lot of Evies and all of those names. Elvira is really nice. And actually, Vera, as a vintage nickname, his first name is really hotting up down the bottom of the charts.
Ooh,
Vera, it's
creeping
really
up.
Cute. So I think it would be like a Nora, you know, like one of those names that maybe like even Agnes that we didn't think about a few years ago. So, and Leslie actually means joy, which I've written nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Which could be Elvira Joy, and then it's like truth and joy.
I'll have to tell Leslie that tomorrow when I see her, that that's what her name means.
Oh, yeah, you've seen Leslie. Oh, not this Leslie.
No, not this Leslie.
Not seeing Melvin.
Not seeing Melvin and Leslie, no. Oh, no.
Get your diary out. So, yeah, so loving nod to Melvin. We've got Vinny, Mostyn, Evelyn, goes by LV, which is the middle spot,
sweet.
Or Elvira.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Elvira Joy after yourself, Lizzie. Put yourself in there as well because your children do love to be honouring that loving nod to their grandparents, but also their own parents.
Yes.
I think sometimes we think, oh, I won't put my own name or meaning in there, but it would mean most to them to have their parents' name in. So thank you so much for listening, everyone. I'm sorry about my Scottish vintage names. Took us a little bit out the back passages. Went around the areas
the
of Scotland
there.
That we didn't want to go to, but I will come up with some more. Actually, I'll put this as a dilemma today on Baby Name Envy, or BNE,
as I call it.
And you can join in with some vintage Scottish names. Please help out because I feel as devastated. She didn't say something lovely, did she? Like, I always look forward to your post. Sorry, Kenzie. She might really like it. You never know. If you want more name inspiration, you can find me every single Monday on YouTube, SJ Strum. Do go and check out all my nameless inspiration there. And if you want to be featured on the podcast, there is a brand new email address, which is babynameenvy@yahoo.com. And yes, it has taken me all that time to set up that email address. And you can email us there. There's actually quite a lot of exciting things coming up, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. We've got a few things.
The new Baby Name Academy.
Yes.
If you're interested in becoming a baby namer. You can email us there as well about that. And we will see you on our next podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.